From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. assistance arrives in Nigeria in the search for kidnapped schoolgirls. U.S. and Ukraine officials are critical of Putin's Crimea visit. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. The Pentagon says most of its team has arrived in Nigeria to assist in the search for the more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram. Officials warn time may be running out. VOA's Jeff Seldon has more from the Pentagon.
Six experts from the U.S. Africa Command landed in the Nigerian capital Friday morning. Pentagon spokesman Admiral John Kirby says two more are on the way.
Look, in any hostage situation, time is at a premium. And there's no question that we're racing against the clock here.
Despite concerns time may be running out to locate the missing girls, as of now, the U.S. will not be using drones to help in the search, instead putting the responsibility on the Nigerian military. Kirby says Washington had previously offered assistance to the Nigerian government, but that the offer was not accepted until this week. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, the Pentagon.
A human rights group says Nigerian security forces had advance warning about the raid on the girls' boarding school in which militants kidnapped more than 300 students at the time. Amnesty International says Nigerian security forces failed to act on warnings that began coming in more than 4 hours before Boko Haram fighters attacked the school in the town of Chibok late on April 14th. U.S. and Ukraine officials have denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to Crimea Friday. Putin flew to Crimea to mark the Soviet Union's World War II victory. It was his first trip to the peninsula since Moscow annexed it from Ukraine in March. Putin addressed military veterans and officers in the Crimean port city of Sevastopol, where Russia's Black Sea Fleet is based. Mr. Putin told a crowd at a Victory Day concert that Russia respects all nations and their rights and interests, but that Russia's illegitimate interests, including the restoration of historical justice and the right to self-determination, should also be respected. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki called the Russian president's trip to Crimea provocative and unnecessary. Ukraine's foreign ministry denounced the visit to Crimea as a flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and a provocation. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar are in Ethiopia to meet for the first time since fighting and ethnic violence erupted across South Sudan 5 months ago. Reporters for VOA in Addis Ababa say the meeting originally scheduled for Friday will likely be pushed back a day. Officials with the East African bloc IGAD say the rebels and government will sign a peace agreement. A rebel spokesman tells VOA that the rebel delegation is looking over the document. More details on these stories at voanews.com. In Yemen, witnesses say a gunfight broke out Friday between militants and security guards outside the presidential palace. News reports quote unidentified security sources as saying at least four of the security forces were killed after being attacked by the militants and exchanging fire for more than 20 minutes. Escalating tensions in the South China Sea are expected to be among the main points of discussion Saturday at the annual summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Burma, also known as Myanmar. Burma, which is hosting the summit for the first time, has tightened security in the capital as it prepares to welcome regional leaders beginning Saturday. South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party is set to remain in power after winning a comfortable victory in Wednesday's national elections. With nearly all the ballots counted, South Africa's Electoral Commission said Friday that the ANC had won 62% of the vote. According to a diplomatic source in Seoul, Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit Seoul in June for a summit meeting with South Korean President Park Geun-hye. The source, who asked not to be named, told VOA's Korean service Friday that China did not object to a South Korean proposal that President Xi visit Seoul early in June. However, the exact timing of the visit is not yet known. Thailand's anti-government protesters celebrated the court order removal of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat this week and returned to the capital Friday in a campaign to force the entire government to resign. In downtown Bangkok, where many are bracing for violence, as pro-government supporters prepare to rally on Saturday, anti-government protesters blocked several key roads as they celebrated Yingluck's departure. In stocks across the U.S., Friday, Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 9 points to 16,500. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index was down 0.07 points. NASDAQ Composite was up 10.99 points, up to over 4,000. More at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News in Washington.